Hi, I'm Pastor Hawkins of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, Just Do It. 1 Peter 4:11 says, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength God supplies. It was one of the most successful advertising campaigns in history. In the 10 years after its inception, it appeared to propel sales from $877 million to $9.2 billion. It more than doubled its market share, outpacing all its competitors worldwide. The company was, of course, Nike. It began out of the trunk of Phil Knight's car, and he and his track coach, Bill Bowerman, began tinkering with the design of track shoes made by a Japanese company. Eventually, Blue Ribbon Sports, as the original company name goes, broke from the Japanese company and went on its own. As the newly designed shoes became popular, the company grew and advertising became important. A graphic design student was hired by the company to work on logos, and the one she came up with has stuck, the classic swoosh, resembling a wing. It reminded the founders of Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. So the name was changed to Nike, and the rest, they say, is history. The design student was amply compensated for her art with $35. Not to worry, later, after the company went public, the former employee was surprised with assorted gifts, including 500 shares of Nike stock. She did more than okay in the long run. But the athletic shoe business is highly competitive, and companies are always looking for advertising advantages. In 1988, Nike hired the Whedon and Kennedy Agency to develop a powerful ad campaign designed to expand the company appeal beyond specific sports and fitness into a fashion item that can appeal to any active human. Dan Whedon came up with the slogan, Just Do It. A range of athletes were involved in the rollout, including Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Roger Federer. And Nike exploded in market share and earnings like few other companies. Just Do It packs a punch. It speaks of action, of movement, of the imperative of activity. What are you waiting for? Might be another way of thinking of it. You've got everything you need, so move it along. Just do it. So lots of people bought Nikes, and the company expanded to 239th in the Forbes Global 2000 companies. But the concept long predates Nike. Arguably, the church has exploded, at least in part, because of a similar admonition. Everyone in the church has gifts. Spiritual gifts is how the Bible describes them. And once a believer discovers their spiritual gifts, the Bible says, well, just do it. Use them. In Romans 11, Paul puts it this way, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Romans 12:6. In other words, just do it. He goes on to say, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation. Romans 12:7 and 8. So if your gift is service, just do it. Serve. If your gift is teaching, just do it. Teach. If your gift is exhortation, just do it. Exhort. Paul tells Timothy the same kind of thing. Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Once we discover what our gifts are, and we all have at least one, we're called to find a place to use them for the benefit of the body of Christ. In other words, just do it. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.